I see you.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Tuesday. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio rolling through another fun show for all of you, the suspects out there listening wherever you may be in the big city. Our good friend Jerry has chimed in with another name for the Mount Rushmore of worn-out faces, and that would be Nick Nolte.
Ooh, yes.
Very good call.
Outstanding.
Jason Hebert says that the guy we're trying to think of that played the machete is Danny Trejo.
Yes.
The actor.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
So add that to the list. Nicholas, you said you have contributions to make.
Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Who?
She is the lady known for all those cosmetic surgeries to make her face look like a cat. That's a face that's been through a lot. For sure.
That is a face that has been through.
Right when you look her up, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Daniel Turnbull on Twitter said, Barry, I never Googled y'all's faces, and when I met y'all at the listener party, the producer Nick looked exactly as I pictured. He said, I thought you would be fatter and have like a Jonah Hill look.
Damn.
Love the show. Much love. Thank you. That's well, no, that's a compliment, because I don't look as
Yeah, you don't look like
thought.
Jonah. Okay. But yeah. I mean, it just, again, that's the false perceptions. I told you, Sam Malone back in the day.
Yep.
I thought was this big hulking guy and found out he looked like Barney Rubble with a mustache.
Yeah. That's, yeah, that was just, I knew what he looked like early on. I don't know. Oh, because he used to do 104 commercials.
True. With Maria so, and Psycho Robbie.
Yep. Hey, I just wanted to say shout out to Tyler. I need that job.
Why?
Every time I go out there, he's just killing it. Just lucky dog. I'm throwing him under the bus right now.
Okay.
And well, why he's watching Game of Thrones, middle of the day. I'm like, bro.
Oh, he did yesterday and Cody
I need that job.
Him.
Yeah.
Cody filmed and watched the ending of the episode Sunday. Cody was filming during our show yesterday.
I work hard 3.5 hours a day.
He's watching Game of Thrones right now?
Yeah.
That's
the life
too.
He lives.
Yeah. Not cool.
Doesn't that suck for you?
Not cool, Tyler.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just going to bring my Xbox One, start playing video games right in the middle of the show. That's what I'm going to do.
I was like, bro, I need your job so I can watch movies. I was like, hey, shut up. Now I'm definitely saying something on air just to piss him off. He's going to be so mad. I'm like, I want the numbers. I want the ratings numbers from the last book. And AJ gave me most of them, but I wanted the yearly report. Tyler's like, I don't know how to do that.
He didn't even look at you. He just put his finger up like, look, not right now. Bro.
I'm like, yeah, he shush mouthed me. He put his finger over my lips. Shh, go away. I was like, oh, bro, really? He's big leaguing me now. That's how he is.
You can rewind these things and find out what you missed while someone was speaking to you during work time.
I just wanted to throw him under the bus.
So Andre Dillard.
Yep.
Obviously the Texans had him high on their list, and he got away one pick before them by the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you realize when he entered college, he was 240 pounds?
Damn.
He put on 70 pounds in his career at Washington State, and now he's telling people how he did it. He attributes it all to obviously work in the weight room and eating even at odd hours. He would set his alarm every single night, 2 a.m., to ingest a protein shake, then go back to sleep, and then between classes, he would fill his backpack with snacks. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the bag were a go-to, and he'd pile in bananas, protein bars, and other things, and his dedication paid off. He ballooned to 290 by his redshirt sophomore year and was up over 3 bills by his junior season.
That's crazy, and here I am trying to drop 20 pounds. You got dudes out here trying to gain 80.
We've heard...
Man,
you know, we've talked about
I'd like to
those
be in that
PB&Js,
camp.
Man.
I'd like to be in that camp. I want to be in the I need to be fat camp because I'm like, nailed it.
But if you lift like these guys lift too, it's not necessarily the fat camp. You're just going to be a heavier, sturdier version of you.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody had a football question for us. What wanted to know, how do you guys think the two wide receivers that the 49ers drafted would help the offense? Does it boost the playmaking ability? Great show. Been listening for 3 months. That's from Lord Byron. I think they did well. Mm-hmm. I think the big question is with Jalen Hurd and the transition from running back to wide receiver, and how's he going to pick up the game? And I think if it could pay off for him, But yeah, I think they got the guys they wanted. I think they got two guys that could help.
The other guy, Deebo Samuel, they got a guy that's a burner. You look at what they did, and they took prototypical guys for what the receiver position should be. I mean, you mentioned Hurd. Hurd's more of a big-time guy. Big body, big, strong kind of guy that can take an impact and a hit. Yeah. Right, as you mentioned, former running back. But in terms of Samuel, I mean, you want to surround Garoppolo with weapons. Now you've got a big-time possession receiver, as you mentioned. And then you and a guy that, by the way, you can run around and use in play action and such as almost like a pseudo running back where you flip him the ball in motion.
That's a good point.
Do yeah. things like that. And then from the standpoint of Samuel, you got your prototypical burner. He's a downfield guy. He's got a high quick off the snap. He's got a very, very good 40 time, 5'11", 214. He can get the ball in his hands and do a lot of run, you know, things after the catch. I think they did well.
I think you needed guys that can make plays. And because they didn't have much at the wide receiver position, which is why they focused on it. And right. I don't feel like they reached. I think Hurd might have been a bit more of a reach, but like you said, because he's a running back, he has a little more versatility. It gives you some different looks from the receiver position. But I feel like they got some playmakers.
And they continue to build around Jimmy G because they know that the more offensive weapons they have, the more versatility they have in their offense and the more effective they can be in scoring points. They've already got an established tight end. They know that. They've been adding to the running back position because they know that that's another position of need. So I think that, you know, it all depends on his health. If Garoppolo comes back healthy, look, that's a team that hung in there in a lot of games when they were down to their third-string quarterback. You put weapons in that offense and bring Jimmy G back, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, I was looking what NFL had them ranked. They had, let's see, they had Deebo Samuel. They graded him out at a 5.96. I believe these are Lance's grades, too.
Okay.
But they graded Samuel out at a 5.96, so that was the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth wide receiver on the board. Then Jalen Hurd graded out at a 5.69, somewhere around the 10 to 12 mark.
Keep in mind with the Niners, too.
11. So they got the number, according to Lance or the NFL.com rankings, they got the number 5 and number 11 receivers in the draft. That's not bad.
Nope, not bad at all. And like I said,
it's not
keep
a
in
deep
mind,
draft, but
from a running back position, they got Tevin Coleman away from the Falcons.
Yeah.
So now they got a guy that was splitting time and carries that can be the every down back. And last year they had signed Jared McKinnon from the Vikings, and he tore his ACL right away. But you got a thunder and lightning right there. If you get Coleman and a healthy McKinnon back, you can be in a pretty good position.
Yeah.
So we'll see how they do with the rest of the time. And the Texans, of course. What are they going to do between now? We see the Colts dipping into free agency again today to bring in Spencer Ware to add to their running backs. Texans still have depth issues.
Yep.
Positions of need.
Still some work to do.
Yeah, there's some things that I look forward to hopefully them making some moves that can help them as well.
Another name for our faces that have been through some stuff, mm-hmm. Charles Bronson.
Oh, very, yeah. Oh, back in the day, that's an old school one, but yep.
I can honestly say I've never seen one of his movies. I've never
My
watched a Charles
watch
Bronson.
Him. I just knew he was a badass.
I mean, it was scripted. Was he a guy that you looked like people that said, oh, well, Jean-Claude Van Damme trained, like he did martial arts, or Steven Seagal, which he does that stupid, is it Hapkido, where they flip you with one finger? So fake. But like, you know, Jackie Chan trained, Bruce Lee trained. Was Charles Bronson a guy that was a legitimate badass?
He just had a big-ass gun.
Or just a movie screen badass?
He just was a movie screen
okay,
guy so with a big gun.
He wasn't a legitimate tough guy badass in real life.
I mean, he played a hard guy. I don't know how he was in real life. I'll give you another one that looks like they've been through some things. It's Clint.
Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
He got old.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But they're still putting him in roles where you look at him and go, dude, he looks like he's really, you know, the Get Off My Lawn guy looks like he's been through some stuff. When he was the drug smuggler in the last movie, he looked, yeah.
He's just old. But
so Charles Bronson actually, he was in World War II, so
okay.
Got a Purple Heart for wounds he's received. So he is a badass, but he just became an actor.
Yeah, if you get a Purple Heart, you're a badass.
Yep.
He is a badass.
Yeah. Okay, he is a legitimate badass. Put him in the
more
badass.
Outstanding
role.
Work from Nick Sciarra today.
There you
well
go.
Done, Nick. Well played.
I like it.
Outstanding job. Okay, someone's bringing up names that I would like my parents list.
Somebody's what?
Like Charles Bronson, Jack Palance. I'm like, I Googled Jack Palance. I'm like, dude, who the hell is that?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, he's on movies that, I mean, shows that my parents watched. But, all right. We got a giveaway coming up this week. This hour.
Hey, you want to do it now? Can
okay.
we do it now? Nicholas, cool. We're good? All right, I won't kill you because is Pretty Boy Andrew answering the phones or is it you? It's you? All right, so I won't do... If it was Pretty Boy Andrew, I was going to do caller number 5,000.
Nice.
For you, we'll keep it much easier. But hey, ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and three lucky winners to watch the Houston Dynamo take on FC Dallas this Saturday, May 4th at 3 p.m. at BBVA Compass Stadium. And don't forget, man, get there a little early. My guy Chingo Bling will be performing at the Bud Light stage pre-soccer game. So get there early. We'll take caller number 7... to 713-780-3776. Caller number 7, 713-780-ESPN. You win a 4-pack of tickets to see the game. Caller 7, good luck and go.
Boom. There you have it. And with that, the show continues as we have plenty of other things to get to. Boy, your whole face that's been through some things has got a mind of its own.
Yeah.
The suggestions are just coming in and
Eric
pouring
Graham
in.
With Keith Richards.
Oh, big one. Really yeah. Good one. Yeah, Alice Cooper would be in there too, probably.
Really?
Alice Cooper's worn out, dude. Now he's a golfer, and you see him at these celebrity events, and he looks like he still has, even though he doesn't have the black eye makeup on anymore, his eyes are still that black around. He's worn out.
He's got those age spots on his face. You know how old people get brown spots? Which I've always, like, this is one of the reasons I'd never want to get old. Is, you know, you get like the brown spots.
Yes.
But here's how I know I'm getting old. Look, like, do you see this? Do you see this little thing right here? This little cut or whatever?
Yeah.
Old people get scabs on their arms for no reason. And I'm starting to get that. You ever notice how old people just have scabs on their arm? Well, it's like, where'd you get that?
I mean, I guess maybe I thought they ran into a cat.
No,
or
but
something.
I'm like, I would ask, I'd be like, Grandpa, where'd you get that? He'd be like, I don't know. Like, old people just sores and scabs just.
Half
show
the time
up on
they
their
don't
forearms.
Have feeling in their limbs. They run into tables.
He's
and
not
things.
Diabetic, well, but they don't. Still. I don't know. Like, I just feel like old people just get scabs on their arms for no reason. Like, they just develop like age spots. So that's I see his age spots, and that scares me. But yeah, his face definitely has been through some things.
I think you can
not
just say,
Keith Richards bad. Not he's not going to make the Mount Rushmore.
Keith
but
Richards is up there.
He's not handsome. That's
well, you
for
could
sure.
say the whole Rolling Stones band could qualify.
Oh, I would still hit it with Mick Jagger.
Oh, boy. I almost threw up in the back of my mouth. All right, we're going to continue to roll on in the final hour of the show, but still plenty of time on the clock. If you want to join us, please do so. 713-780-3776. It's more of the usual suspects coming up in just mere moments, and it's all right here on your number one sports station in Houston, Texas, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the third hour of the show. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride wherever you may be in the big city. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Somebody said, hey, were y'all taking caller number 3? No, I said 7, not 3. That's why you didn't win. Because they were like, because I didn't win. They just hung up on me. Well, because it was supposed to be caller number 7 for the Dynamo tickets. Sorry about that. Clarence texted in.
Yes, he did.
Here are some names of faces that have been through some stuff. Dolph Lundgren, Steven Seagal, and U of H alums.
Got him, Nick.
Sorry,
right
buddy.
There.
Sorry,
gotcha.
Bud. You fall in that category. You and Kirsten, your faces look like you've been through some stuff. You have a U of H graduation. Awful. Awful. At least it goes fast. Not many people there to graduate. I've been. This is quick. So I've sat in longer lines at Astro World. Sorry. I don't know why I got started on that. I apologize. Now I've got all the listeners sending me.
Well, we know
U
you
of
hate
H.
everything Houston. You hate the city of Houston. You
of
prefer
course.
Dallas.
Of course.
You hate the Cougs.
Yeah.
You're just that guy.
That's all you got. I hate everything, and you listed two things.
Well, that's nice. Still a good way of doing it.
I still drive around the city and see all the weeds growing up in the middle of the freeway and shake my head in disgust. Ugh. Just makes me sick. Somebody texted and said, yo, Barry, I love you, bro. Love the show. We're near the same age, so I'm very disappointed that you've never seen the Charles Bronson movie. May I suggest Death Wish 1? Really, bro, you need to see one of the movies at least. That's from Deacon.
My dad was huge on Charles
Mine
Bronson.
Mine too.
Huge.
Really?
I want to say that like Death Wish had multiples. That's why it's Death Wish 1. I think there was like 2, 3. There was many. There were sequels.
My dad was a Clint Eastwood guy.
That too.
I remember when, because my dad was one of the first guys in the neighborhood or first people I know that had cable, and Every Which Way But Loose would come on with Clint Eastwood and Clyde the monkey.
Yep.
And oh my God, I love that movie. Right Turn, Clyde, and they would punch the dude out the window. Oh my God, I would just laugh my ass off. And so my dad got me into Clint Eastwood movies early on. I think he was a Charles Bronson guy, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, my dad watched both of them.
I recall
my dad too. I bet you he would be, because my dad loved Clint and Charles Bronson.
Oh, really?
He might be, he might not. I mean, it might be a preference thing too.
I mean, I think I recall seeing Charles Bronson's weird face on the TV, but I never sat around and watched it. I did watch Every Which Way But Loose, and then I think it was Any Which Way But Loose, and I don't know. They had all kind of different looses. But
didn't your boy Eddie Rabbit do the soundtrack for that or something?
Did he?
I think Eddie Rabbit did the song Every Which Way
Every
But Loose.
Which Way But Loose, you're turning me every which way. And now, Glenn?
I
bet
you're
Nick
right.
can find yeah. it. He's the champion of the day. By the way, Pink Valkyrie said, shout out to Nick. He is killing it today. You have pulled some gems already, Nicholas.
Thank you, Pink Valkyrie.
Eddie Rabbit, Every Which Way But Loose.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, look at you. Good
there
job.
You
yeah, so.
You know he loves A Rainy Night.
Yes, he does.
Indeed. There was one other one. I can't remember. You would know it from A Country Bar Days.
No, I don't remember. I remember I Love a Rain of Night and Every Which Way Blues, but I don't know what else he had. Somebody, that guy that asked about Third Call, I said, oh, no, thanks for the response. I was just wondering because I got excited like I was going to win. No, all good. All good. Has anyone said Seal yet for faces that have been through some stuff?
Oh, my God. That's so wrong. But...
You, sir, are a terrible person. Seal did that to himself. That was self.
Is that true?
Yes. That is something I want to say, really? Like where he's from.
I didn't know that. I thought it was like a birthmark
and his
or something.
Culture. No, I want to say that was, I had read somewhere that like, because he's from, I think, Africa.
Well, no wonder Heidi Klum left him then.
I think it was a cultural thing, not a.
You're saying the self-inflicted wounds?
No, actually, I think she, from what I heard, from what I saw, read, that she was the one messing around, not him. So.
Oh,
she
really?
Got a kiss from a rose?
And now she's
oh
like
my
a
god.
And I think
by
she's
way,
like a
driving
judge.
My life away was the other Eddie Rabbit song.
Like,
it's a good song.
Yeah, my life away.
It was like
that's
almost
a
like
song.
A rappy start to it. Rangers, pour me another cup of coffee. Playing the rhythm
yes.
of the songs on the radio.
We gotta have Eddie Rabbit day.
Yeah,
he had some jams. I didn't
gotta
even realize
keep
that.
Rolling.
Nick's like, what on earth
Nick,
is going
it's
on?
Driving that song? Eddie Rabbit, driving my life away.
You gotta bump out to that.
Yep.
It's legitimately, it'll put you in a good mood. It's so stupid, though, but
it's
it'll put
tune.
You in a good mood.
Yep, you could two-step to it.
Yeah.
Yes, you could, sir.
Uh-huh.
Just throwing it out there. Friday night's coming. Request line.
Look, here you go.
Right from the start.
That's the jam.
Gotta do the
you
Elmo.
Like that, Nick?
You gotta do the Elmo dance.
I do. I do like this.
See? That's good stuff. I was looking on... let it play. Let it run in the back. We can talk over
yep,
it.
Sure can.
I was looking on Wiki to see if I could validate what I had heard about Seal. But I can't see anything. I figured it would have its own section. Because it's got like... it says like music career, early life, other projects... charity work. There should just be a section for face.
Can't you just Google Seal's face?
Well, I feel like that would be, like I'm saying, I feel like that would be...
there it is.
What?
It says...
Lupus.
Yep.
Oh, lupus. It's from lupus?
Yep.
Oh, well, then the information I had was awful. That was dead wrong.
Yeah. I mean, right from the get-go. It says...
Damn, so Heidi Klum left to do with lupus?
Says when people see Seal, it's hard not to notice the scarring on his face, although there have been long been rumors as to the cause of the scars on his face.
See, I heard
they are
rumor.
The result of a type of lupus called discoid lupus.
Go ahead, say it. Nope.
It's like 18 syllables.
Just say it.
There's
just
no
it.
Way you're going to get
it. Say it.
There's
no
way.
Nick, shut up. Say it.
Erythematosus. A condition that specifically affects the skin above the neck.
Try that again. That wasn't even close.
Erythematosus.
That was a lot better.
Thank
that was
you.
A lot better. Nick, you're trying to ruin that for me? As many times as I made you do that, and you're going to let him get off? Come on, man.
Well, I think I kind of challenged him.
Oh, did you?
I was like, there's no way he's going to get that.
I gave it a go.
You did. You gave it a try.
You ended it with a lisp the first time.
Or two, a little bit of a... I kind of jammed it all together there a little bit. Whatever worked.
Yeah, you did it. The second one was very good.
Most
was,
people would have just gone, mm-hmm. But yeah. You wanted me to do it again, so that's fine.
Now I feel bad. This whole time I've sat there thought that the information I had was accurate. But now I think we know what kind of person Heidi Klum really is.
Don't judge. You don't know.
You don't leave a person with lupus. That's
just
mean.
Yeah, that is kind of messed up. You just have to stay with that person for the rest of your life, no matter what.
It is. That's like, yeah, sorry. I have that binds us together forever.
You saw the scar.
Yeah.
You signed the contract.
You're in.
You're not leaving me.
What a biatch.
She out. Just like that. By the way, Love a Rainy Night. Another Eddie Rabbit classic.
Yep. He's made some good songs.
Is he still alive?
He is not.
A what?
No. I Googled it.
Eddie Rabbit died?
Yeah. The rabbit died, Barry.
No.
Shows your love for him. You didn't even know he was dead.
Yes.
I don't know. Something in my head wants to make a joke about Eddie Rabbit's foot being bad luck, but never mind. I'll keep that to myself.
Died May 7th, 1998 in Nashville from lung cancer at the age of 56.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's young.
Went through radiation and surgery to remove part of one lung, but it got him.
People are sitting in Bronson movies. It's not that serious, y'all. I'm going to watch one. Yeah, that sucks, man. I feel like he had some, like, is Ronnie Millsap still alive? I always confuse those two, but I feel like Eddie Rabbit was taken too soon.
Every
he still
time
had some hits.
You
in.
Mention Ronnie Millsap. I only get Rocky Mountain.
Yeah,
he's Mountain.
Alive. Yeah. Oh, Ronnie Millsap is?
Yeah.
See? Eddie Rabbit gone. Ronnie Millsap still here. I'm not wishing Ronnie Millsap dead. I'm just saying
You're
we should still have.
You're comparing him a little bit too, aren't you?
I don't know why.
I can see that. They kind of looked alike, except for Eddie Rabbit had facial hair.
Oh, see, that might be. I don't know. I just always, for some reason, in my mind, those two have always been connected, and I have no idea why. But, man, Eddie Rabbit. Rest in peace, Eddie. I don't even know
Dude,
him.
Dude, Love a Rainy Night. It's a great song. I'm just telling you.
It really was. Yeah, Nick liked it. Nick, are you going to go out and buy an Eddie Rabbit
album? No, I knew that
album?
Song. I just didn't. I had to wait for the chorus.
That's
but...
driving my life away. He didn't play Love a Rainy Night.
Right.
Love a Rainy Night is another good song.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Actually, that was like the second. Driving My Life Away was like the second or third song that popped up when I started.
Love a Rainy Night would probably be his number one song of all time.
Candy Cole said, oh, yay, finally some country music on the show.
I'm telling you, Nick.
See, we need more country music, man. Old country music. Not this new hippity-hoppity
grab
stuff.
Grab that.
Not this Old Town
bump
Road.
Bump out with Love a Rainy Night.
Not this Old Town Road. That's that new hippity-hop country.
You know those.
I like the old school classic OG country.
You know those pedal parties that they have in downtown?
What?
Like, it's like a massive bike and everybody pedals.
Yeah, like critical mass.
Yep, seen
and them. You can drink while you're pedaling.
No. He's talking about.
You're not talking about critical mass?
No, it's a picnic bench with pedals. And everybody sits on this long, it's like a long bicycle with everybody pedaling.
And everybody's
while they
pedaling
sit
and drinking beer at the same time, basically.
Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so they're playing that song. What was that song, that country song that got removed from the country? The one you just mentioned.
Old Town Road?
Yeah, Old Town Road.
That's all that they were playing the entire time in downtown. And they were just dancing to it over and over again.
That's awful. It was all white people.
I do kind of want to try that pedal party, although I don't know if my endurance.
You don't need a park bench with wheels on it to drink.
That's
you just
true.
You just do it at a park bench like a homeless man. You don't need wheels on a pedal.
But you think I'm just worried about getting tired.
That is true. What if you but all get drunk and then you're like, how do we get home?
Like, what if the girls that are pedaling with you, like you're not holding your weight and they're pedaling
exactly.
And you're not.
Exactly.
Like that's
but
embarrassing.
That's good because the
like
more you pedal, the more you get drunk faster
like
while
you,
you're drinking.
Like when you take your chick out on a lake in a paddle boat and she's not paddling the boat and it's just you and you're like, hey, woman, how about you do your part? Equal rights.
Dude, huh? you ever
equal rights. 50-50, woman. Paddle your side of the boat.
I'm telling you right now, you ever worked out and then had like a drink right away? Talk about effect get you drunk quick.
Really?
Dude, I played in a 3-on-3 tournament 1 year outside on the asphalt in 100 degree temperatures. And we got back to the apartment in college. And all we had were like beers and like someone's girlfriend had wine coolers.
Uh-huh.
I was like, man, I'm so damn thirsty. I'm going to grab one of these wine coolers just because it's gonna go.
I knew it. You should have grabbed a beer.
I just grabbed the towel and went like, and also I was like, whoa, that one hit hard.
Joel, you know our listeners are never going to let you live that down.
I can admit it. It was in the fridge and
Joel
I grabbed
got
it.
Drunk off of one wine cooler is going to be the theme of that.
That's fine.
One Zima, gone.
I don't know if it was a Zima. It might have been a Bartles and James.
That is awesome.
Yeah, but it happened.
Oh, that's good stuff. Hey, you know what else is good stuff? Get Upside is good stuff because it gets you cash back in your pocket. You want more money to buy Zima like Joel? Download Get Upside to your phone. It's completely free. And then put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up. Because that's what GetUpside does. Its whole purpose is to get you cash back. Over 500 gas stations in the city of Houston that will take GetUpside and give you cash back up to 25 cents a gallon. And look, I said take. It's this simple. This is how it works. You don't give anyone anything. You show up. You launch the app. You, on the map, you say, find me gas stations in my area. And it says, these are all the gas stations in your area that are offering cash back deals. Then you just go to that gas station, pay with a debit card, upload your receipt, and you're done. Literally, the only extra step you do besides what you're already doing every day when you pump gas is taking a picture of your receipt. If I'm going to get 25 cents a gallon back, that's completely worth it. You'll trust me. You're going to like it, too. I use it. Nick uses it. AJ uses it. My wife uses it. I got half my family using it. We have listeners sending us screenshots where they're up to like $200 in their account, cash money that they are getting from GetUpside because they use the app. These businesses want your business. That's why they're using GetUpside. Make sure you check it out. You can save up to 35% cash back when you eat out and up to 25 cents a gallon when you fill up. It was on ABC, guys. It's legit. It works. No catches, no strings. Completely free. Download GetUpside. Put in promo code Barry. Get that cash back and thank me later. And hey, don't go anywhere, guys. We're back. 60 seconds. ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Well, I love the rainy night. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Jamming, boy! Woo! I don't know if this would be a good song to have sex to, but it would certainly get her motor going.
You two-step to this, Nick.
If this doesn't get your woman ready, I don't know what will.
This the rainy is just, night or the song?
The song. This is like, this is just... pre-sex jams right here. Right? Are you getting horny, Nick?
No, because I'm looking at you. Well, all right. I only have two faces to look at right now. Yeah. And it's you and Joel.
I get it.
Thanks. That makes me
feel
better.
But if you close your eyes, are you like, uh-oh, I feel something rising down there.
You can two-step to this, right?
I think you could,
This is a polka.
Oh.
That might be, yeah, you might be right on that, too.
Back up in my own area.
Polka. One, two, three.
Yep.
One, two, that's a polka.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's so
thank,
true.
Thank you, Instructor Barry.
You're welcome.
I'll make sure I get the soundtrack from up north and bring her down for you for the polkas.
It is two good songs, though. I might jam to some Matty Rabbit.
Matty Rabbit's good.
I might add it to the country
And then
list.
If you add Barry's Every Which Way But Loose, you we got are the free play.
This is how in-depth our listeners go. Buddy is sending us Eddie Rabbit, Ronnie Millsap trivia.
Oh, is boy. He? I'll fail that.
We're going to fail miserably.
Yep. I deleted it. Trust me. It's not anything we're going
we'll
into.
We'll be failing like Charles fails Jeopardy.
It's like asking me about Ed Sullivan. It's
oh, my God. Speaking of that, did y'all watch the TNT Jeopardy thing?
I've seen excerpts of it.
They did. They tried to recreate Jeopardy on TNT, and it was Shaq, Kenny, and Charles, and Ernie was hosting. And it was the funniest stuff. I don't even remember all the questions. But Charles was as bad and as funny as you would think he would be. Shaq was as competitive and as wrong as you would think he would be. And Kenny was just kind of like, whatever. Kenny was trying to play it straight. Like, he was trying to win and be smart. But it was absolutely hilarious. At one point, they asked Charles, like, about something about eating. And he said, Overeaters Anonymous. And they were like, surprised that you would know that.
Right.
So, yeah, it was good stuff. There's a YouTube video out there somewhere. If you see it, check it out. It's pretty funny.
Absolutely. And the other thing was during the course of the telecast last night, he wanted to talk about how Toronto didn't have any big men that could guard in the low post against Embiid. And he was going into detail. Instead of saying they didn't have enough sand in their shorts, he said they didn't have enough cake in their ass.
Wow.
Wow. And so when they went to break, they showed a very large woman that had very short shorts on with Charles's head superimposed on the top. And it just said cake with an arrow pointing to her ass.
So cake in their ass sounds like a category on Pornhub.
Indeed.
It does.
I would not disagree with that.
Oh, boy, I could really go for some cake in the ass porn. That's, I'm hungry and I want to masturbate. That's,
jeez.
Oh, yeah, it's the pickup line. Change the channel if you have kids. That's my bad.
It is pickup line time, too. The other thing was we had talked about Frank Caliendo and gave away tickets a few weeks back and how John and Lance had him on and have always had him on when he comes to Houston. He actually gave Lance a shout out because through Lance's dad, he got to be tight with the general manager of the Cardinals, Keim. Mm-hmm. And so leading up to the draft, he tried to punk the Cardinals and do his Gruden and try and get them to bite on a trade.
Yeah.
And all the audio was captured. It sounded a little something like this.
We were wondering this, that you could really mess people up on draft day. If you wanted to...
Okay, so it sounds like a setup for a bit, but this is true. And I didn't talk to you about this at all. This is no setup. So I'm calling Steve Keim, or texting Steve Keim audio messages before. So I'm before the draft, about 4 hours before the draft, because once the draft got close, I didn't hear from him for hours.
All right, so the GM of the Cardinals.
So I'm sending Steve Keim messages from John Gruden. I'll tell you what, man. I love you, brother. I got an idea. How about you draft somebody else at number one? And how about you draft Joey Bosa at number one? And then I'll draft Kyler Murray at number four. We'll make a trade. I'll give you my 27th pick. You give me a second rounder. We have the best trade ever, man. I think it works out for both teams. So then he got that, and then he sent it on to some other people. I called him up as Jay Glazer, too. I was like, you're not going to believe this. There's unbelievable stuff going on. And you can't do Jay Glazer without swearing every 5 seconds. Says, F this, F that. You know, Steve, you got to go. And then Schefter, I called a Schefter. And as Schefter, I'm like, listen, I hear you're talking to both Ian Rappaport and Jay Glazer. So and I just wanted you to know my phone is on. And if you ever need to talk to me, I'll be here. Wherever I am, in a chair, sitting perfectly upright and prepared. And then Steve sent that on to Schefter. And then Schefter texts me, look what I got from Steve Keim. What are you doing? So Schefter, who always says, I just don't hear myself when you're talking is me. I'm not sure if it's right.
That's just too funny.
Some great stuff.
He's so good, man.
Yeah, no doubt. And he later went on because Dan Patrick asked him, how did he know Steve Keim? And he said that he was on a plane with a guy he thought was Lance's dad.
Uh-huh.
So he texted Lance a picture, and Lance verified it was indeed his dad. And then he introduced himself, and through his dad, who was the offensive line coach for the Cards, he met all the people in the Cardinals organization, including Steve Keim, and that's how that bit came up.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's dope. Colby just texted and said, hey, thanks for Get Upside. $16 already. I've used it 4 times. Already got $16 cash back. Awesome. I love hearing it, man. It works. Gotta keep using it. What was I seeing on the TV while we were running that?
The Philippines are like, they have this promotion where they allow like 10 fighters in, and they're like teams, but they're all in the cage at the same time fighting.
So can you double team somebody?
Yeah.
What?
It's like a Royal Rumble, but MMA.
I'm ready for that. I ain't gonna lie. At first I was like, what is this gimmicky ass? But if you're gonna tell me you're gonna put 3 guys and 3 guys, 2 teams, 3-on-3, and as one dude gets knocked out or eliminated, then it's 3-on-2, and then 3-on-1. Oh yes, and it's real fighting, not this fake ass wrestling.
But you got a game plan. The dirty might end up could end up getting down 2-on-2 or the numbers.
Sure, sure, you could get down to 2-on-2. That's what I'm saying. Like if it's 3-on-2 and you can knock somebody out, now it's 2-on-2. It's more of a fair fight. Oh, we need that in our
But don't
life.
You need like 15 referees for that? Like, how are you gonna?
Well, you need at least 3, and then
and then they all can get their asses kicked. Like they can be like in the cross of fire, basically.
No,
I mean, did you see? There was not that much room left in that cage.
No, there wasn't. I mean, you probably would have to make the cage a little bigger, but that sounds like a great idea. Really, I would definitely watch that. Like this gladiator style. Not just 1-on-1. I'm like,
they should be able to plan.
Because you know what's going to happen? At some point, there's going to be a 3-on-1 where a dude beats all 3 guys. Starts just picking them off, knocking them out. and ends up winning, and you're going to be like, that dude's a badass. I like that. That would be fun. UFC needs to do that.
I'm sure there's some online different. Website you can consume that content.
What if they took wrestling ideas and used them for like tag team? But instead of just everything being fake, it's real fighting. You just use wrestling ideas.
I think you're onto something.
I would like that.
Call Vince McMahon.
IFL didn't do that. Well, the IFL had teams, but you couldn't tag team.
See? Tell Vince McMahon, here's the business plan.
Right.
Skip the football league that's going to fail miserably anyway. And go into a sport and creating some real sport that actually will attract real fans.
That's right.
And stick with you. And you could actually still put it on TV and it would sell pay-per-view.
Are you saying the XFL isn't?
I'm saying that, yeah. That would be a better idea than what he's trying to go for. Just look at the league that just recently folded.
Yeah, it's coming. Don't
the AAF or whatever. It was.
When it kicks off, we need to take bets on how long it lasts.
Yep,
XFL. We'll start an office pool.
And we had already started pools on like what were the big names that were going to end up in teams to try and save it, like Johnny Manziel and Dez Bryant and all those. We'll see. Houston's still in search of a team name, right? They have a team.
Yeah, they don't have a name yet.
But wait till they get their logo and uniforms, Barry.
Oh, my God. Well, it's going to be better than whatever the Texans have, period. Francisco Abarca said, oh, Pac-Man Joel, the producer, Nick, I rolled down the window to hand the school administrator my parent pickup tag at the exact same moment that Barry started talking about cake. Thanks, Barry.
Nice.
You know the rules,
Francisco. You know what was going to happen, man.
You know the rules. You pull up to the school right before you roll that window down. What's step number one? Turn the volume down. Roll the window down. Hand them your tag. Roll up your window. Turn the volume back up. That's the usual suspect shuffle.
You might need to invest in those AirPods. That way no one can hear anything but you.
Yeah.
For sure. Remember that? Because in office settings, we've gotten people fired. All kinds of things. Didn't P. Randizzle catch heat, too, for listening to our show out loud?
He got laid off.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, no, he got written up. That's not why he got laid off.
Yeah.
But he did get written up, so sorry about that.
And by the way, 936 area code, when you assume all Packer fans drink wine coolers or Smirnoff, do you realize where the beer capital of the world is, you ass clown? It's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Move on, dumbass.
Oh, the wine cooler thing is always going to bring you some.
Oh, yeah, it's there.
It's always going to bring you some.
You know what, though? I want to say I'm proud of Pac-Man Joel. I seem to be, you and I, really, for the most part, will be the ones that normally tell stories on this show that people won't let us live down.
Self-incriminating.
And now you've done. I'm proud of you. That's a big step forward.
I'm working on it.
Thank you. We should get some wine coolers and celebrate.
I'm totally down for that, actually.
Drunk on one.
And some milker.
Yeah, exactly.
We could start a new challenge, the wine cooler milk challenge. We all hurl before the first segment's over. All right, before we get to break, I do want to tell you, speaking on working on some things and making a difference, it's Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing, if you've got roofing needs, maybe you got a leaky roof or you're looking at putting a new roof on your house, well, there's only one place to go in the Houston area, and that's Fitz Roofing, because they're dedicated to the people of Houston, Texas, and the surrounding areas. How do I know? Well, I can tell you all of this. One, they are locally owned and operated. They are here because they are tired of hearing about storm chasers, deposit thieves, and sketchy roofers. They do all your business for you, and they're going to be here in town so that if you need customer service before, during, and after the sale, you know where to go, how to contact them, and you can be rest assured they will be there in a jiff. Go to fitzroofing.com online, fitzroofing.com, and check out what they can do for you. Or better yet, give them a call, 832-521-3001. You get a free no-obligation inspection today. That means you call them or reach out and get in touch with them. They come to you, see what you got, tell them what you can do, tell them what they can do for you, and then if you want them to come back, you just call them or get in contact with them again. They come right back. They do great work. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau. 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. So really, people are telling you exactly what I'm telling you too, and that is they do fantastic work, and they use quality product. They use CertainTeed shingles, the best in the business. So much so, they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States have that criteria. They have it. You need it. Go to Fitz. Their base warranty is longer than your average roofer. Give them a call, 832-521-3001 or fitzroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference, one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5.